Hi, my name is Santito. This is Crypto Kid Podcast. I'm going to be talking to you guys about blockchain technology and cryptocurrency.
Welcome to Crypto Kid Podcast. Today I have a special guest, a founder of a real estate vacation rental company. His name is Rui. So Rui, why don't you tell us how you got in the cryptocurrency NFT space and how you're able to go with real estate and make vacation rentals?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. It's a huge pleasure to be here. Me and the rest of the founders, we've been into crypto for a while now. Actually, I think I was the latest one into it around 2019, I'd say. So I started on a high, and we've been through some tough times now, but we keep the enthusiasm, and we believe that the future of travel and real estate, it's all going to be through crypto, and
everything okay?
Yeah, sorry. No, I thought I lost that. I'm sorry. That's why. No, because it just disappeared for a second. Sorry about that. I really thought we lost connection. That's why I stopped. But as I was saying, we do believe that the future of travel and the future of real estate is going to be through crypto. So what we want to do on our vision is to create a decentralized market for everyone to be able to invest in property with using crypto. And we believe that this is going to transform the whole industry because, I mean, if you look at the property investment right now, it's dominated by institutional investors like hedge funds, and usually they will only do big investments which transform a location or a part of a location where this investment is held, and this not only closes the market to only institutional and big investors, but also it creates much bigger legal constrictions. We make smaller investments at a time, and we allow everyone to invest in the amount that they are able to invest. So we will invest in the property. Say we're looking at a $5 million investment. We will invest 2, 3, 4 million of this amount, and then we will open up the rest for smaller investors to come in and join us in the investment and profit from that investment. And the way that we allow them to join us in this investment is by splitting the property in different NFTs. And so each person can buy an NFT and they will be a partial owner according to the NFT or NFTs that they have on each property. And what we do next is we put this property in the vacation rental market. And because we, myself and the rest of the founders, we have a lot of years and experience in travel, we are able to market our properties with great results, actually. And this allows us to create awesome APYs for people who invested with us in each property. And so this is our vision. This is what we've been doing.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, I'm glad that you brought all that up. Now, I'm really big into real estate, and I think like real estate is something that people should have for a long-term investment, like, because it's always going to stay and it's always going to stick. So that's really interesting how you're bringing NFTs into real estate. And I never heard of it. So I believe you guys are the first in the game to do that. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think so. I think we are. We haven't heard of any competitors so far. I mean, there's a lot of hedge funds that invest in hospitality that know who we are and are aware of what we've been doing. And so, I mean, probably there's gonna show up some other people doing the same thing as we are. But our competition so far is only through institutional investments. And even if you if there's smaller companies doing what we do, they would always do like a fund. They would always work like a fund. They would collect the money, and then after they have the money, they will invest in the properties and they will do all the management. And hopefully by the end, you'd have some profit. We do it the other way around. So we identify the property. We propose the do each deal separately, and after you have all the details of each project, you decide if you want to invest in a particular project or not. And once you invest, you also have a say on how things will be managed. So our one of our big inspirations is actually MakerDAO, and our goal, hopefully not too long down the line, but a little bit down the line, is to go fully decentralized, is to allow people to, so every investor to have as important a word on the management of each project as we do, and even on what project to do next. But even each investment is decentralized. So you don't put all your eggs in one basket, and then the guy who's holding the basket goes out and invests. We do it the other way around. So we identify different projects. If you want to invest in project A, not project B, that's fine. If you want to invest in all of them, that's fine as well. But you always have the final word on your investment.
You're absolutely correct. I like how you said you don't put all your eggs in one basket. I'm a firm believer in that. So how is investing in vacation homes through NFTs and blockchain making a difference to the world of real estate and tourism?
Yeah, this is a great question, but it really goes back to our vision. We want to make the market better by decentralizing it and by creating more opportunities. Say, if a hedge fund wants to go to, let's say, south of Europe, where the property market has been booming for the past few years, an institutional investor goes and wants to invest, they're going to invest a huge amount in a huge property like a resort or a hotel. And this will either be away from the point of interest, say it's the coast or the city center. So you're not going to be able to do a big investment there unless it's already a pre-existing one. So you'll have to move away from the point of interest. And it makes that location lose part of its interest because it's not as characteristic. It's not a local experience anymore. It's the same experience you'd find anywhere where you have the space and the money to open a resort. So we want to be able to keep the local characteristics and the local culture in all the properties that we invest in, and create this experience for everyone who visits that property. And this is the way that we will eventually profit from that property. And by making small investments, we are creating more opportunities to invest on the better location and to create better experiences for anyone who will become our client and who will be visiting this this location.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm all about making more money. So what are the key opportunities and challenges of investing in vacation homes through NFTs?
Yeah, so this is this is a great opportunity for you to be a partial owner in a property in London or in Côte d'Azur in France or in Greece, just in front of a beautiful beach. I mean, if you are a small investor, it would take you years to be able to buy a property in any of these locations and start profiting from that property. But by splitting each investment into different NFTs, you can start, we have as low investment opportunities as 0.5 ETH. So with 0.5 ETH, you could invest in a property in these high profile locations and profit from that investment. And well, the truth is you'll be owner of a property in, say, downtown London, or in front of the Colosseum in Rome, or in a beautiful beach in Sardinia. This is one of the great opportunities that we are creating. And because we are part of a group that is a leader in travel, we are able to identify in advance which destinations will be coming up tourism-wise. The tourism market was growing consistently all the way through early 2020, and then because of the pandemic, things slowed down a bit. We have a clear vision that the market will be bigger than it was by the end of 2019 by 2024. So 2020, the market took a big hit. It's been growing ever since. It's not as big as it was late 2019. And our prediction is that 2023, the market will not grow. It will be about the same. It will be about the same as it was in 2022, especially because of the price hike that we are facing right now. So people are going to travel not so much as they would if the prices had at least been stable or even decreased a bit. But by 2024, we are already seeing signs that the market will grow, and it will start. It will grow bigger than it was by the end of 2019. So, because we can, together with the airlines and major tour operators, identify the global trends in travel. We understand where what the most wanted, most on-demand destinations will be, and we're able to invest in those locations and create the best return for everyone who invests with us.
Wow. Well, yeah, you definitely can see the market climbing back up. I know a lot of people got nervous when the market started going down, but now it's encouraging to see that we're picking back up traction. So that's good to hear. How your Weiwei plans to transform the NFT and vacation rental space?
Yeah, well, we are crypto-wise, we are still not back in crypto summer, so we're still going through a bit of a crypto winter. I mean, just the past few months were crazy. I'm sure everyone felt the pain a little bit from Luna and then FTX and all that. Just this week, we had a bit more bad news that I think are still related to that. But if you take a step back and look at the bigger picture, we understand that the market is still growing. And even though it slowed for a bit, we are seeing signs that inflation is reducing and will eventually return to normal levels. And this means that the liquidity will come back to the market, and people will start investing more and more. And when this happens, crypto all grows side by side with it. So, and as it grows, of course, we're going to see a little bit more regulation, which is, I understand that is not what we are, what we desire when we go into crypto, but we have to accept that a little bit more regulation will be necessary for mass adoption. And when we get to mass adoption, we believe that NFTs will be as common as the $1 bill. I mean, in the future, somewhere in the future, you're going to have your birth certificate as an NFT. You're going to have your deed as an NFT. You're going to have every transaction as an NFT, and everyone will have a crypto wallet, and all this information will be stored there. So we believe we are historically correct in making this move now and start working with decentralized ownership and partial ownership through NFTs. And we have a very clear vision that the future is headed this way as well.
You're absolutely correct. Absolutely. And it's inevitable. It's inevitable on when this will eventually take over and have mass adoption. So what is the process of buying a vacation rental property, and how you convert them into NFTs?
Yeah, it's well, as I said, each project is independent. So you're not investing in your Weiwei as a fund. You're investing directly in each property that you want to invest. So what we do is we identify the properties that we believe will turn out the best return for the investors, and we pitch the project to all our investors. So you get all the information about what the property is. Say it's a block of apartments. How many apartments are there? How many people does it take in? We give you information on the destination, on the location, saying this is a seasonal location where you can get this amount, this rate on peak season, and you can get this rate on the lower season. And we tell you how much the total investment is going to be, and then we will fractionize a part of the investment into different NFTs. So we say it's a $5 million investment. We're gonna come in with $3 million, and we're gonna open up $2 million for smaller investors. And these 2 million are split into different NFTs of 0.5, usually 0.5 ETH each. And you sign up for each project. Then we create an allow list. And if depending on the number of interested in the project, we'll create a wait list as well. So you'll go in. And when the mint date comes up, you just mint your NFT and your part and your a partial owner of this property with us. And once that is concluded, we go in and we remodel the place and start marketing the place. We all the deadlines are set from before you make the investment, so you have all the information on your side. And then once the property is in the market, you have at least the 12.5 APY on your NFTs. And 2 years after the property is in the market, if you feel okay, I think this has run its course and I want my ETH back so I can invest somewhere else, or so I can exchange it for Bitcoin, whatever, we offer to buy the NFTs back from you.
Oh, wow. Wow. So that's promising. You throwing back and giving back from people. And what are some of the advantages that customers can have with the business model, and how you would see it grow?
Well, I think the biggest advantage is a safer way to wield your crypto. I mean, we know that crypto right now is a very quick boom and bust market. So you can earn a lot of crypto very quickly, but you can lose a lot of crypto very quickly as well. And we've had a lot of different examples of that recently, unfortunately. But we have the increased security of having our crypto backed by real estate. Even if everything goes bust, we can always sell back the property and give back the money to the investors. So worst case scenario, you never lose money if it came down to it. And this is the biggest advantage. And Other than that, one thing we also value a lot is transparency. So we are fully transparent. Every owner, every investor in each property has all the information. We are always on touch. We are always in touch with each investor, and they always have a say on the way we manage the property, on how we market it, how we communicate it, and. So it's not centralized. So you don't have to put your money there and hope it will grow. And someone else is making an investment with your ETH, with your crypto. And hopefully these guys are gonna be legit and are gonna be fair with you. There's always 100% transparency, and the you have the increased security of knowing that every investment is backed by real estate, so your crypto is always secured. Changing the focus of the question a little bit now, looking at real estate, we are actually at the bottom of the liquidity crisis. So looking at the market had been growing like crazy up until the pandemic. We were seeing huge appreciations in each property every year, every month. And we know that the market took a hit, not as big as some other industries, but it also took a hit. The real estate market also took a hit. But what we see now is the market is already bouncing back. So we've hit bottom, and the market is already bouncing back. So we know the properties that we invested in the past are already appreciating. And we know that the locations that we have in pipeline to keep investing in the future are going to start appreciating very, very, very soon. So I'd say it's the safer investment you could make and still have a nice yield on your crypto.
Okay, so like, what are the current trends in this market? Because I feel like the housing market is going down, though. What do you have to think? What do you have to say about that?
Well, it depends on the locations. Some locations went down quicker than others and started bouncing back quicker than others. So it depends on where you are on the curve. The global feel is that we've hit bottom. It's really related to the inflation cycle as well. So inflation is still very high. So central banks are still increasing interest rates, and retail banks are restricting loans to buy new property, and so this creates a demand problem for the market, and this causes prices to drop a bit. But we do believe, from what we've been seeing, especially from the Fed and the ECB and even the Bank of Japan, even though the Bank of Japan is a little bit behind the ECB and the Fed in these decisions, what we see is we are still at the bottom of the liquidity crisis. But we are. But from here onwards, the market is going to start growing again. So inflation is reducing. It has been reducing for the past few weeks. It's still high, but it's not. It's not accelerating. It's slowing down. And as it slows down, there will come a point soon, and I would say on the second quarter of 2023, where the interest rates will stop rising and will start decreasing. And when this happens, the market will bounce back very quickly.
Okay.
And
thank you.
This
thank
is
you.
On the my pleasure. So this is on the real estate side, and on the travel side, as I was saying before, we do believe that the the market won't grow like it was growing last year, bouncing back from the pandemic. It won't grow as fast this year because we've seen major price increases in especially in airfare. So travel is becoming much more expensive this year, and there's going to be an adjustment. There's going to be a correction. So the market probably won't grow a significant amount in 2023, but by 2024, the prediction is that the market will be growing much faster, and it will be. So if 2019 was the biggest year in travel up until then, 2024 is going to be bigger than 2019, which hasn't been the case for 2020, 2021, 2022, and it won't be the case for 2023. But 2024 will be a big year for travel. And so a big year for travel means a big year for vacation rental market. And the vacation rental market itself is a market that, when Airbnb came along, took the hotel industry by storm, and there has been a lot of clashback from hotels. But the truth is that the market is here to stay, and if this is a market that is roughly $100 billion big by now, early 2023 is very close to $100 billion. It's set to grow to twice as much in size in the next 5 years. So it's going to be a huge acceleration on the vacation rental market, which means huge opportunities for investors as well.
So how will blockchain help transform the vacation rental economy?
Yeah, once again, every transaction that is done on the blockchain is much more transparent. And I think vacation rental on the side of travel and crypto on the side of money are kindred spirits, because people who love crypto love this added amount of freedom, and people who love vacation rental also look for a bit more freedom on their holidays. So if you travel to a hotel, sometimes you have dress codes, you have times to check in, times to check out, you have times for breakfast and for lunch and for dinner, and then you have rules to use the pool. And if you go on vacation and choose to stay at a vacation rental property, say an apartment, a villa, whatever, you play by your own rules. And as long as you don't trash the property, you play by your own rules and you do whatever you want, whenever you want. So this added freedom that you get is also, I think, one of the things that attracts people to crypto, because you're done with all the fiat banks and their regulations and their fees and all that. So you start investing in crypto. So I think there's a natural inclination for people who love crypto to love vacation rental as well. And as we were saying before, as mass adoption comes into crypto, this will be the new normal. You will look at NFTs as the new normal, and we do believe that in the future, your boarding pass for an airplane is going to be an NFT. Your, as I was saying before, your deed for a property is going to be an NFT. So we are taking a step in the right direction, looking at NFTs and blockchain to invest in crypto and to manage your vacation rental property.
Okay. So we're running short on time. Is there anything you felt like we didn't cover that you would want to give? And what's next for your Weiwei?
Yeah, we are actually in the next couple of days. I think by tomorrow we will be releasing our next project. It's a block of apartments in the south of Europe, right in a very touristic area, very on-demand area, especially for the UK market, actually the US market has been growing there, where the US and the Brazilian market, but especially the US and the East Coast of US has been growing there exponentially, and more there are airlines making the connection between the US and this, in this case, is the south of Portugal, and so it's going to be a great opportunity. It's a block of 10 apartments facing the beach with the fantastic amenities all around, and it's actually a small investment, and it's gonna be such a big opportunity. It's gonna be awesome. I'm sure that everyone that comes in is gonna love it.
All right, looking forward to that. Looking forward to for that happening. So, how can people find you?
Yeah, so just go on yourwayway.com. And if you're interested on getting the information and eventually becoming an investor, you can just subscribe, and we will forward you every information on each project. And if you have any questions, you can always go on our Telegram channel. It's also on yourwayway.com. Just if you go to the bottom of the page, you'll find our Telegram channel. Just go in there, and if you have any questions, we'll be happy to help.
And all those links will also be in the description. And yeah, man, definitely thank you for taking the time to come out on the podcast. It's been a pleasure. I know you're busy doing big things in the world. You're making a few dents in the universe, and keep it going, man.
Thank you very much, man. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Take care. See you, man.
See you. Bye-bye.
Did you know that podcasts are a great way to grow your personal and business brand voice? Here's a secret. We all want to feel connected to brands we buy from. What a better way to humanize a brand than through sharing your story on a podcast? Kidcaster is a podcast booking agency that specializes in developing real human connection through podcast appearances. If you are an expert in your field, have a unique story to share, or an interesting point of view, it's time to explore the world of podcasting with Kidcaster. You can expect a completely customized service from our staff of communication experts. Kidcaster is your secret weapon in podcasting for business. Your audience is waiting to hear from you. Go to kidcaster.com/cryptokid to apply your special offer for friends of this podcast. The link will also be in the description down below. And happy podcasting.